Ben Fry is considering all this, as well as deciding whether or not to order a cappuccino, since it'll mean he'll be up half the night, when Jillian walks through the door. She's wearing Antonia's best white shirt and a pair of old blue jeans, and she has the most beautiful smile on her face. Her smile could knock a dove right out of a tree. It could turn a grown man's head so completely he might spill his beer and never even notice that a pool was spreading across the tablecloth and onto the floor. "Get ready," Jillian says, as she approaches the booth where three very unhappy customers with low blood sugar and no patience left whatsoever are waiting. "We've been ready for 45 minutes," Sally tells her sister. "If you have got an excuse, it better be a good one."
"Don't you see?" Jillian says.
"We see you don't think of anyone but yourself," Antonia says.
"Oh, really?"
Jillian says. "Well, you sure would know about such things. You would know better than anyone."
"Holy shit,"
Gideon Barnes says. At this moment, he has forgotten his empty, growling stomach. He no longer cares that his legs are cramping from being squooshed into this booth for so long. Someone who looks a lot like Kylie is walking toward them. Only this person is a knockout. This person has short, blonde hair and is thin, not in the way that storks are, but in the style of women who can make you fall in love with them even when you've known them for what seems like forever, though you aren't much more than a kid yourself.
"Holy fucking shit,"
Gideon says as this person gets closer. It is indeed Kylie. It must be, because when she grins, Gideon can see the tooth she chipped last summer when she dove for the ball during soccer practice. As soon as she notices the way they're all staring at her, open-mouthed, like goldfish whose bowl she's just been dropped into, Kylie feels something tingly which resembles embarrassment, or perhaps it's regret. She slides into the booth next to Gideon.
"I'm famished," she says. "Are we having pizza?"